That's true. Sometimes you gotta throw in a bad tasting ingredient. That's true. Sometimes,
shut up, dude.
What'd you think about that? Shane, you look handsome, dude. What are you talking about?
This was a mistake.
Oh my fucking God. What the hell is that?
It was a mistake, Lewis.
I think you look handsome.
Are you checking your phone, dude?
No, I'm not good at references, so I was looking up a reference to make.
Oh, Mimsy from South Park is the number one.
No, I was going to... All right, I'll just tell you what it is, because now you've called me out on it.
You were Googling references on a podcast, dude. You suck.
Fucking
God, you suck. You Google references on shows? Mostly,
it's like 90% audio listeners. They could have just let me fucking hack it. It sounded like I'm awesome, dude.
So you have like a tertiary cortex. You use the internet as your brain.
I have two writers sitting here sending me things to say.
Tell them about the cake. Whoever that was, fire them, dude.
Flashback.
That's a problem. I can't control my anger when I call up to complain about something like that, so they never send them back.
Why do you go so hard on these people?
Yeah, it's bothered me ever since I've met you. But I mean, I love almost everything about you.
You act like that defines me. You know, that's one part of me.
That's a pretty major thing. Like if I was out,
you know, when you make a delicious cake, not every ingredient is delicious. You know, if you just took
definitely.
No, that's not true.
What are you talking about?
Every single time is a cake. You never put anything.
Turd in the middle.
Every ingredient. If you took a swig of vanilla extract right now, you'd be like, "Wow, that's a bit extreme." That's not good.
Oh, you mean the ingredients before the cake?
Yes.
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
Before
the cake. You're a bag of flour, dude. You stick.
Yeah, here's an egg. What are you, fucking Rocky Balboa, dickhead?
End of flashback.
The old bad taste ingredient cake analogy. You know, like in cake, how they have vanilla extract. Doesn't taste delicious.
Was that James? Was that your fucking child? You're like, nice one, James. That's a pretty good idea.
Mind if I use that?
The apple didn't fall far, whatever the rest is. I don't know. James, Google it.
Yeah, dude, I Google things sometimes. And then I act like that. Then what I'll do is people, if you listen to me podcasts, here's what happened. Well, the moment will pass, but I've learned through years of podcasting, like, oh, you're silly timing.
To trick them back into the conversation.
I'll bring it back. I swear to God.
Oh, dude, you suck. It's so
no, dude,
funny.
I'm fucking, I'm a professional podcaster. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I'm fucking letting people know the way the sausage is made right now.
Well, you got caught. You got caught making the sausage.
Look, man.
Hold on. Tell me what the reference you were going to Google and what search you were going to type in, like,
I just
fat
love how
guy shaved head or something.
I love how you'll have one joke in your head for like 7 minutes of a podcast and try to bring it to it.
Oh, it makes me so happy.
It's called being a professional, okay? People out there think it's all just fucking zigs and zags and zips and zaps. No, man, there's some thought put into this. Okay?
There's some research.
I have a joke now. Steer the conversation back to joke.
No, I was going to say, who
nothing
is the
but strategy. Go ahead.
Who's a female comedian that was saying with San Hope before you?
Oh, Olivia.
Yes, Olivia. Yeah. Whatever. What's her last name again? She's very funny.
Olivia Grace, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just fucking high as shit, dude. Olivia Grace, very funny comedian. But I was going to say, what does Stan Hope make everyone get that haircut?
Yeah, she does. She got a fucking totally shaved head. I had long hair on the sides, and we were shit-faced. And I was like, me and Stan Hope.
Dude, Stan Hope, he cut your hair?
Well, one of his... No.
Stan Hope is bullying Shane, dude.
No, he's not.
He MK Ultra Shane. He gave him antipsychotics, dude.
That was true. He did drug me.
Shane got MK Ultra.
He was like, yo.
Britney Spears was like, the same thing.
He was like, yo, it's a sleeping pill. I took it. It was an antipsychotic, dude. And I think it was 150 milligrams. It was so much.
Jesus, dude.
He changed me as a person.
He just makes you dance in the. It's like, Shane, take your shirt off,
dude. They're for like, you never see like a guy walking down the street and be like, I don't want no motherfuckers. It's like they're for that guy, so like to get him in and make him sleep for 72 hours.
That's good though. I silenced that voice for a minute. I had that for like 24 hours. I was like, maybe I'm not gay.
Dude,
it was waking up with this haircut. I've spent the last 36 hours or however long I've had this, just every day I wake up just like, oh, I'm silly. Is that it? I'm a goofy guy now with a cool, like a goofy haircut. Like, I do hair. Yeah,
you got to get a pair of like silly socks and like suspenders.
Yeah,
like socks with like pizza slices on them.
Oh, fuck.
Whoa, dude.
You actually. Dude. Yeah, your hair is fucking just terrible. I know.
No, it does suck. And I'm just, I got to do something. But then what happened? We shaved like around the ear, this part. Look at that hair.
Can we see the back of it?
No, I can't. The back is the worst part. The front's the show part, dude. The front, dude.
No, the front looks bad, dude. Why is it like
it looks
swapped there in that side? Like, why is it like?
Look, it's there's no. I was wearing that fucking hat,
cool.
Bro.
I think it looks kind of cool right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. That's because you're a good
Matt
friend.
Matt has the greatest hair ever.
I'm still laughing at how an off-label use of Seroquel you're saying is like makes you not feel gay. That's a sick pharmaceutical commercial, dude. I used to feel gay as hell, dude. fucking gay.
I beat the shit out of myself for every single thing I did. Try Seroquel, dude. You're not that fucking gay, bro. You don't have to wear the same three shirts every day. You can try a new shirt, dude.
Is that what the Seroquel
new
did?
New fashion. Yeah, I got a haircut. And, dude. If I could have bought cool clothes, I would have.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been cool.
So you had a 72-hour period where you were just like...
I just had it was 24 hours. It was... I took it at night. Dude, we were like drinking like White Russians. And I took one on top of that. So I had like milk, vodka, and Seroquel in me. I was just like...
And you almost woke up in Jack Threads, dude.
Yeah, I almost got sick gear. Oh, man.
That's so funny, dude. If you woke up
pretty,
a London Real pinstripe soup on
yeah, this was a disaster, and I don't know what to do. Like,
you can't tell him no.
Yeah, you can. I can. He didn't demand the haircut. I did.
Shane, let me shave your eyebrows.
No, dude, this isn't your fucking gay ass Legion of Skanks world where it's like, oh, let's piss on each other, let's tongue kiss, I'll suck your dick in front of a crowd, dude. No, we don't fucking get down like that.
It wasn't a real dick. Dude. the bane of my existence. The fact.
Really? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's all good. That's it. Stanhope actually is one of the people that saw it and retweeted it, and was like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, disappointed in me and Bobby Kelly. And I guess afterwards somebody told him it was fake.
Well, I will say this. So don't let him judge you. The other night at the bar, him and his manager, Chaley, they were just talking. I was having another conversation at the other end of the bar. They were just talking. Mid-conversation, they stopped and kissed. Just a peck on the lips. And then went back to talking.
I get that.
And I caught it out of the corner of my eye. And I was like, yo, you guys just fucking kissed, dude. And they're like, "What are you, homophobic?" Fucking... No, it was real. It was real. I guess that's something they, you know, do.
They
as
just
a
kiss each other.
Sign of friendship. If I leave here kissing people, you fucking one of you kick my ass.
He might Birdman you, dude.
I know that's Birdman, the squad he has.
Are you gonna turn away if Santa goes to kiss you? Just like a friendly little word on the lips. Yes. You turn away.
Yes.
You'd have to punch and leave, dude.
Dude, this is why you're never
gonna break my mom's. Gotta break my mom's CRV out of the compound, dude. You gotta ride through that gate, Jurassic Park, dude.
Just wiping your lips. Like, what was the rationale for the kiss? Just a peck?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not shitting on them. It just caught me out. That's something they do, I guess. I don't know. occasionally, if things are going well, they fucking
they'll just in mid combo. It's like a sick combo. They'll stop and hit the, like peck each other.
Yeah, they did that, and then I mean, just went straight back to talking.
It's
pretty, I actually
it's pretty fucking
cool.
Funny. It's pretty funny. We,
is there a chance of them trolling you?
Yes.
These what?
I don't know though. They've been pretty defensive about it ever since. Like I brought it up, and they were like,
"Please don't talk about it on our podcast."
No, they're like, "Why are you so fucking? Were you so homophobic?" Or like,
that is just really funny. If he's being funny, that's hilarious. Like,
I don't know.
There's
we'll
a chance
find
he's
out,
just
man.
Being funny.
I don't know, man. That's a
no.
That's
they,
a valid.
He like
concern.
Held on to it.
I dude, that's for you. It's not homophobic. This is a valid concern. If you're going to stay on a compound in the middle of nowhere. And then dudes start kissing each other. That's something you should know. Like, wait a second, dudes kiss here? Like, I wish I knew that before I came here.
Yeah,
they could be, they could be kissing you, know, you goodnight, dude. You spent like a long time out on that. So they kissed, gave you basically a date rape drug. You don't know what happened, dude.
Are you trying to accuse, dude? Are you trying to say I got raped, bro?
No, they might have just gave you a goodnight kiss.
Are you trying to say I got raped?
No. I think they might have kissed you goodnight, though.
There's an outside chance that Stanhope raped you, though. This is a small
look,
shot.
Look. I expected this. It's all good. I understand. A lot of people are jealous of the sick ass moves I'm making. And the only way you can deal with it is by, you know, accusing me of being some sort of victim.
If you go to.
I'm out here doing cool things and you're trying to accuse me of being a victim.
Yeah, dude,
it's
dude,
disgusting.
I'm not being a victim. I think you got MK Ultra, dude. It happens to every. It's the rite of passage.
50-50 shot you were raped in Stanhope's Winnebago, so who cares, dude?
He
raped
you,
shaved
it.
Your head. Fucking raped you in the Winnie.
I just love how your biggest concern out of all of this is like, what do I think? I'm silly right now? What am I?
Dude, I was furious when I woke up with this hair. I mean, I wasn't like blacked out when it happened, but I didn't see a mirror until the morning, and I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Can we please see the back, please?
Yes.
Let's see.
I'm thinking full head shave is the move.
What a. Let's see.
Oh, boy.
When I can't see, I gotta hold on. You gotta make noise because hold on. Let me go to the other gallery view. Go back. Hold on.
Oh, that's so sick, dude.
Do it again.
It's pretty tight. That's like a. It's like an MLB. It's like a Dominican guy from the MLB. A little extra fluff.
Yeah, the fluff is. I mean, the whole thing is. I don't know.
Shane,
what is it,
Liz? Again, because I couldn't see it in my screen.
He's no, trying to 48 laws of power you, dude. Don't do it.
Oh, what was it? He's trying to ask people to do things?
He's 48
that's
laws
asserting
of power.
Dominance?
Yeah, he's doing it right now to you.
Wow.
To be honest with you, I am constantly playing that game. He's not wrong.
No, I know. I remember you, but you've been reading the same book for 2 years now.
I read it over and over again.
The first law of power should be, can you finish one book? That's how you assert dominance. You're able as an adult male to read one
book.
Dude,
reading is a very unpowerful act.
What's happening, guys? Just got a cue from my director to start. So, guys, welcome to another edition of Business 105. Fuck it. Guys, we're going to talk about books in this edition. A lot of guys out there like to spouse, like, oh, you got to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Who Stole My Cheese, whatever other books they wrote out there for business. And, guys, I'm going to take the stance, I guess, I think the more popular stance that books are for pussies. No one's getting rich reading Shakespeare and eating apples up in a tree, however people read books. It's a total waste of time. So look, all you're doing, if you think about it, is looking at words on a page. And unless you're an editor, nobody's paying you to do that. You're not making any money. Guys like me, Trump, Cuban, we're not fucking reading. Are you serious? If anything, we write books. Or, you know, we just pay someone to write them for us, pump them out, put on a picture, roll our sleeves up, whatever. Yeah, dude, just show off the cufflinks, sell a couple books. We're not reading words. Are you kidding me? That's so lame as far as from a business standpoint. If you're an English major and you want to, like, you know, read a bunch of words and use big words at parties to tell everyone how poor you are, whatever, but not me. I'm not reading shit. This is a slip of paper I picked up. This is like a line in a word. Fucking stupid, man. Unless it's a check, all I read is numbers. Put it that way. If it's numbers, I'm reading it. More commas, the better. That's how a 5-star book to me is 100, comma, comma, 0, or however, you know how an numbers work. Guys, the point I'm trying to make is, put it this way. Let me hit you with a little inspirational vignette. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks. I don't read his biography, obviously, but I'm going to guess that he started a paper route, rolled that money into a water ice stand, and then, you know, got a loan from the bank and, you know, bought the fucking Houston Rockets or whoever he coaches. I don't know what he does, but the guy's rich as shit. Point being, he doesn't read, neither do I. Fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah, why don't you have somebody you're read, you're sending a message that you need more knowledge.
True.
That's pretty good, dude.
That's true. So you read his
script. Yo, he's ripping a bomb, dude.
Damn.
Powerful as fuck right now.
Man.
Lewis, are you 40 yet?
How old are you, Shane?
I'm 32. How old are you?
Are you only 32, you old fucking bitch? You know what it is? Your head has grown. Like, you know how, like, old men have, like, larger skulls?
My skull is
your
small,
skull is
dude.
Fucking overgrown, dude.
Lewis, answer the question. Are you 40 or not, dude?
Large face bones.
Are you 40 or not, bro?
Huge face bones. I'm 38.
Are you 40?
No, I'm 38. Why don't you answer, dude? Wish me happy birthday, cocksucker.
I wish you were 40. Anytime someone rips a bong, that's what you should ask them.
Are you 40 yet?
Dude, are you 40? Aren't you 40 yet?
dude, bongs suck. Weed sucks.
When was your birthday?
April 1st.
Oh, I would have wished you a happy birthday. Shit, I'm sorry.
See, it just passed, guys, 2 weeks ago. See,
how old you turned?
38.
Damn,
38 years old. Basically. It is old as shit, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a comedy. 60 years old.
It's pretty. Yeah, I mean, thinking about it, my sister's 40. I mean, I think my mom died when she was like 42 or 43.
How long was she doing heroin?
She was like a kid.
Oh, well, then that's a hell of a run for a heroin.
Well, no, she stopped for years.
Oh, she took a break.
Well, not really. You know, so she was doing methadone and
swag.
Swagged out.
And methadone fucks you up, dude.
Yeah, it fucks your bones up.
It's like,
yeah,
fuck your bones up?
Yeah, it fucks your bones up.
I was gonna say my mom had shit bones.
Yep, methadone fucks your bones up. Seriously,
why? How do you know that? Was she breaking things a lot?
Yeah, she was like
falling off her
roller. She was like Mr. Glass.
Yeah, she was Mr. Glass. There you go.
I broke my arm.
She would punch me in the face and she would shatter her hand on my face.
Damn, that's because you're jacked, though.
True.
That's your most people would.
True.
If somebody punched Shane in his face, I mean, their whole arm would shatter. Your bones are so thick in your face, Shane.
No, it's just a fat face.
Yeah, it's not fat.
The bones are far.
It's all bone.
You think my head is just a bone? A bonehead? You call me a bonehead?
Yeah, you're a bonehead.
That's where the term came from. This is exactly how it happened. Some dude was like, bro, your face isn't fat, it's a bone.
I love this direct line into Lewis's consciousness. Like, Shane's head looks strong. His head looks very strong. It's hard to punch.
It's true.
He's dumb. Books are dumb.
No, books aren't dumb. They're unpowerful, dude.
Unpowerful.
Oh, fuck, man. So, yeah, she made it till about 4. So, she hit the methadone for a while. Probably partied on a little bit of Xanax.
No, she was just doing methadone at night, dude. And it was these little orange bottles. And she would fucking slip them down and then go into her bedroom. And she'd fall asleep with cigarettes and burn her bed. Yeah, so I can't give her credit. It's like when people say they're sober, but they still smoke weed.
True.
Do you ever remember her not like that?
No, there was never a time where my mom was not on heroin or methadone since I've been alive.
Really? Well, now.
That's actually a great point.
Because she's dead.
She's fucking dead as shit.
But yeah, when you were a kid, you probably loved her. You didn't know. When you were young, did you like her? Now you just took a hit of the bong. Let's talk about your mother.
Did I like my mom?
Just when you're a little kid, you have to.
When I was a little kid, I did. But
yeah,
I realized very quickly that my mom sucked.
Ah, damn, that sucks. See, most guys, you got to wait until you're like in your 30s to be like, damn, dude, I think my mom's a retard.
No. I could tell my mom.
You noticed it right away.
Quickly. My mom was like, you know, on welfare, like food stamps, like. But I've always been a conservative white guy. Like, as a kid, I remember just, like, really looking down my nose at my mom being like, get a job.
Yeah, that's so sick, dude. You're a Puerto Rican conservative, dude. That's the second coolest thing.
Dude, I judged the fuck out of my mom for not working. But I was like, what are you doing? You're just lying in bed taking government money? You know, somebody's got to pay for that.
Dude, if you would have had my mom, you would have been like the president. If I would have had your mom, I would have been in that bed, dude, every day. Just me and her would have just been slugs, dude.
Just fucking 69.
No, I wasn't going to fuck her. I was just just call myself lazy, dude. I would have hopped in there. I'd be like, this is what we do? All right. It's a good family.
Yeah, no.
Like a naps?
My mom had no – she was very okay with lying down and not working.
Yeah, she's taking siestas.
No, so a lot of siestas.
A lot of siestas.
Yeah, my mom's white. You know I'm half white, right?
Wait, your mom's white?
Do you not know that I'm half white, Shane?
I mean, I knew you were half white. I guess I always
– You was just yeah, I guess because married a weird Puerto Rican lady?
No, I guess your dad.
Isn't
got
that weird when you see that? You see a white guy with like a fucking Puerto Rican lady. You're like, what are you? Is your fucking maid? Relax.
Your dad died in a knife fight. He's definitely Puerto
Rican. He was a fucking in a briefcase. No,
it's a Puerto Rican. Damn, you're biracial. That's fucking sick. Wait, aren't you triracial?
Please,
you're black too. Aren't you black too?
I'm Afro Puerto Rican.
What's that?
He's not.
Oh, so you're just Puerto Rican. You're just white and Puerto Rican. So you're Italian.
But I'm black. But I'm black Puerto Rican. If you look up in Puerto Rico, on the island of Puerto Rico.
Hold on. Matt, did you have that joke and you were just sucking him in? Or did it
No, that's just, I mean, anytime, dude, you hear anytime you hear any weird mix, it's just, oh, that's Italian. And it's just instant smash. But white and Puerto Rican is definitely
guaranteed
Italian.
Smash.
You like black and Polish? Oh, what are you? You mean Italian then?
Are you a wop?